Ladies, did you know that your ability to live and feel authentically feminine is connected to your sexual power? Gentlemen, have you ever wondered what's behind those days when she seems to shine from within? If you answered yes to either of those questions, stay tuned for The O-Spot with best-selling romance author Rachel Kenley and get to the source of your power so you are living a life of greater connection and joy.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to The O-Spot. It is Wednesday, May 11th, and I'm your host, Rachel Kenley. Thank you for joining me tonight. Spring has come to New England, finally. We've actually had a warm day and a sort of just the right amount of cool night. I don't know about where you are, but here at night, the temperature just seems to disappear. The sun goes and the temperature comes crashing down. And as a baseball mom, I can tell you, I've been freezing, which is just so crazy in May. I mean, I expect it in April, but not in May. So here we are, finally spring. And I want to wish everybody who celebrated it a happy belated Mother's Day. I know for some it's a wonderful thing. I know for others it's a very difficult thing. However you celebrated it or what were celebrated, as women, I honor you for everything that you do. So speaking of baseball, a couple of weeks ago I had to get a replay because I couldn't get on in time. My son's evening baseball game, he has varsity plays sometimes at 7 o'clock at night, ran too long and I was not going to get home. So today I made sure that wasn't going to be a problem by putting Skype on my phone. And it really made me think about priorities and how we live them and how they affect us and how we choose them. Because in the process of living a fully empowered life, in this process of shining from within, as my lovely little promo says, one of the things that's vital to that is knowing our priorities, knowing why we do what we do, and keeping things not in order necessarily and not under control, definitely, because that, well, let's face it, that's all but impossible. Come on, you've tried it too. I know you have. We can't do it. So, but I do want to talk to you about priorities tonight, because when we can set them and when we are aware of them, it's a huge gift to ourselves and to our lives. And that's something, of course, that I want for all of us. So that's going to be my topic for today. So that's even my, is that idea of what are your priorities and how do you determine them? When was the last time you even thought about them? I know for me, one of the big challenges is we go day by day and we have a to-do list and a hope to-do list. And oh my gosh, I'll eventually get to this list. And a lot of our time, and I know a lot of my time, feels what I think of as reactionary. I'm responding to what's happening around me as opposed to being proactive, which would mean I'm the one able to make things happen. And I think we all go through, I know I go through, I'm sorry, I keep switching between I and we because I don't want to assume. You may or may not feel this way. You may or may not experience this. I can only tell you my experience and hope as I do, that it connects with yours. So my experience is I go through periods where everything is reactive. I'm reacting to deadlines, and I'm reacting to the kid's schedule, and I'm reacting to my husband's schedule. And it's outrageously draining if I don't feel like there's anything going on in my life where I'm being proactive, where I'm being the one to make the decision, the determination of what's going to happen and when or how. When the only thing I feel like I have any control over is what we're having for dinner, and even that feels up in the air, I start to get kind of grouchy. I'm trying to think of how to best explain it. I think in part I feel antsy. Disconnected and disturbed and off and all of those other words that kind of come up. And there's no two ways about it. Those are not empowering feelings or thoughts or any of that. So you have to take a shift. You have to take the time to shift, I should say. Stop, notice. Because really, just the stopping part can be huge. I mean, how often do we actually stop and take a breath and take a look and take the time to think so that we really know what's going on, why it's going on, how we made these decisions, how we ended up in whatever the situation might be? I can't even ask for help if I'm in a situation of that. It's that overwhelm. And it's very uncomfortable for any length of time, I find. So if you agree with me, you should definitely stick with me tonight, because that's what we're going to be talking about. The importance of priorities, what happens when we don't have them, and how to set them so that they really, well, two things. How to set them so that they, A, support our lives, and B, then how to, for lack of a better word, remember to use them. You know, we can set priorities, but if we're not careful, they could end up being, an awful lot like pie in the sky New Year's resolutions. They're great, but they don't change anything. And I want you, if this is something that speaks to you, to try to make the change, to try to notice, stop, see, feel, adjust, and do what it takes so that you can have more of what you want in your life. And when things are feeling out of control or off the wall or whatever it is, you can stop and say, oh, okay, I know why this is feeling this way. I know why I'm feeling this way. And hallelujah, I know what I can do about it. Because really, that's where you really do feel empowered. When you know in your heart of hearts that you have a tool that will help you get to a better place. Oh my God, I sound like an insurance commercial. Get to a better place with Allstate. Dennis Haybert has a better voice than I do. but I do, because that's empowering. That will lead you feeling more empowered overall. And that can come and should come. Your priorities, really, I hope, and I'm going to stress this as we go on, should come from that deeply honest and therefore deeply feminine space. That is a knowing. I work with writers to help them create the books of their passions, the nonfiction books that are related to what they do with their lives, whether it's their jobs or their volunteer work. I work with them on getting the content for those books out of their heads and onto the page. And one of the great things about the process that we use for this is we take them out of their thinking minds and we work to have them be in their knowing minds. And the phrase is also, you get out of your head and into your heart. But for some women, that concept of being in our heart, and for men too, for some of us, it's just a little too airy-fairy. It's too schmoozy, new agey. Please don't try to spell schmoozy. And don't ask me to. But you do know the difference between your thinking mind and your knowing mind. When I watch my older son play baseball, if he's in his thinking mind, he is worried. He is focused on the little things. He's not in the flow. He's not in the moment. He will make mistakes. He'll respond badly, both in the field and at the plate. That's what happens when you are trying to achieve something from your thinking mind. And don't get me wrong, your thinking mind has its time and place. You're behind the wheel of a car. You want to be in your thinking mind. You want to be aware of that moment. And you know. When he drops into his knowing mind, there's a switch to a confidence and a strength and an absolute unshakable solidity. And I know he has been performing and playing from that place from his batting statistics, which this season are incredible. And going through the visualization of being in his knowing mind prior to a game is something he and I do every time. Actually, I do sort of the talking and he does the shifting, which works really well. And that's what I want for us tonight as we talk about our priorities and what they can and might be. And I will be honest and open about mine and kind of how I got to that process or went through that process. I want you all to do everything you can to shift from your thinking mind to that knowing. All right, that's my oh my. Come back for my oh no here on the O-Spot on Om Times Radio.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Julie Geidel.
And I'm Alicia Isaacs-Howes.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. You can find us every week here on Om Times Radio at Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to the O-Spot. I'm your host, Rachel Kenley. Thank you for being with me tonight. And if you're listening to me on replay, well, thank you for joining me at a time that works for you. Good job. That is about managing your priorities. Last week, and I want to thank her again, we had author Ashlyn Chase joining us, and she made this show a priority in her schedule. She made it an opportunity to join us because 10 o'clock on a Wednesday night is usually past her bedtime. And that's true for a lot of people. My mom for years was a very, very early to bed person. Now I think she's actually awake right now. Even after she retired, she was a very early to bed person. But we make the time for the things that are important to us. And just as it's important not to say things like, I can't afford it, we also don't want to overstate things like, I don't have the time for that. Because then what you find, this is my oh no about this, then what you find is you find yourself living in a, see, I can't do this, see, I can't do that. And I won't say that you necessarily find yourself becoming a victim, because that's not necessarily the case, but you will find yourself just feeling yuck. I mean, think about it. How often do you really want to say, I can't? You know, I'm not able to. That does something to our minds when we hear those words over and over from ourselves. I can't do this. I can't do this. Of course, they become true. It's actually, you know, back to baseball. It's actually one of the things that, you know, my son will say things. Both of my sons will say things like, I can't do this. And I'm like, well, you're absolutely right. I'm like, what? It's not what you're supposed to say. I'm not going to argue with you because I know it's true. Once you've made this decision that you can't do something, then you're going to be absolutely right. I'm not sure to whom I should attribute the quote, whether you say you can or you say you can't, you're right either way. Regardless, it's true. And we all know it. We'd like to, you know, make it not be true, or we'd like to pretend it's not always true, but it's true. So the more we say, I don't have the time, I don't have the time, I don't have the time, the more we start to believe it and we feel very trapped by the things on our schedule. The more you say, I have to do this and I have to do that and I have to do this, again, you will feel trapped by your schedule. My mother was about that. Everything was, no, I have to get this done, and I have to get this done, and I don't know how this is all going to get done, but I assume it's going to get done somehow, because it always has in the past. Well, that's great, but it's amazing how often she would feel very stressed for time and resources, personal resources. And it's not necessary, because the truth is, all of the things she, quote unquote, had to do were things she had chosen to do. And she'd chosen them by and large for very good reasons. She would choose them again. They were definitely things that were important to her. But once she made that choice, she had the tendency to live in what I think of as kind of a victim-y sounding place. I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this. I mean, there's no joy in that. There's no, I get to, and there's no, I'm looking forward to, when everything is reactive like that. And everything is on, with her, I always just to say everything was on fire. You know, everything was not quite a crisis, but pretty close. And we all either know or have been people who are like that. You know, where nothing gets done unless it's a crisis. Or what is the expression? If it weren't for the last minute, I wouldn't get anything done. Deadlines, too. There are a lot of people who are so deadline-oriented that nothing will get done if there isn't a deadline. That's exhausting if that's the way you hold it all the time. And there are so many other ways that you can look at it. You have a choice, and that's extremely powerful. We don't always want it. We don't always like the idea of having to take responsibility. I know there are times when, you know, that whole, ugh, I'm a grown-up and I have to take responsibility thing kind of sucks, and that's definitely part of the oh no. But I challenge you and I recommend to you that you try to think of ways where it can be empowering. where having a choice is actually the most awesome thing possible. It is just a great, great opportunity. Because in essence, that's what it is. And when you know your priorities, and we'll get to that, you can feel that way more often. So even when you press for time and, you know, things are behind and nobody's listening to you, you can still maintain a feeling of calm and a feeling of understanding and acceptance and all of those other things. Of course, I did my Google steps and I looked up setting priorities. What did I look up? Setting and living priorities. And my searches came back from beliefnet.com, once again, tinybuddha.com. I think Google likes to show me that one because clearly I've clicked on it a bunch of times. And success.com from Success Magazine, which I thought was interesting because that was more business-like. And while your work may be one of your priorities, when it comes to being at work, you may have another sort of subset, for lack of a better word, to that. But let me see where it is. There was a really great Thoreau quote. Here it is. It's not enough to be busy. So are the ants. The question is, what are we busy about? And the article, this is the one on Tiny Buddha, and I can't see when she posted it. It's on Maria. And the title is Live a Life You Love, 5 Steps to Set Your Priorities Straight. And she talks about how she had this plan to add 20 minutes of movement to her day. And it didn't work because she was too busy being busy. And she realized, and I think we all realize this, we confuse the important stuff with the urgent stuff. So our phone's buzzing because we're tagged on Facebook, deadlines, making dinner or lunch, bills that are due. Some of that's important and some of that's urgent. And the urgent really is not, I mean, it's urgent because it feels it. I mean, it's very hard not to pick up a ringing phone. So if your priorities rang, it would be great. You know, if only they would just pick up the phone and call me, then I would remember them. Which, of course, doesn't happen. So our oh no tends to be that we allow ourselves to become busy and deal with what feels urgent rather than taking care of what's important. You know, every time management book starts out with, you know, what are the big rocks? What are the small rocks? What is the sand, the water? Do you ever hear that analogy about the big jar? And a professor puts tons of rocks in it and says, is it full? And they say, yes. And he says, well, really? And then he puts small pebbles in it and they fill up the space. Is it full now? Most of them start to get the hang already. Maybe not. You know, and then he pours sand in. Okay, now we've kind of filled it. And then he pours water in. So that's filled every little spot. Instead of water, he pours in coffee. I'm sorry. He pours in coffee because the analogy is even when everything's full, there's always time for a cup of coffee with a friend. And yes, there is. And the reason there's always time for a cup of coffee with a friend is because when you do that, you've made time for something important. And you've let the things that feel urgent go. And think about the last time you stopped and had a cup of coffee with a friend, or even a time when you truly stopped and had a cup of coffee with yourself. I'm going to say you could have read a book and enjoyed that. I'm not going to make you do that. I'm not going to make you just sit there with your cup of coffee. But I am going to suggest that you know, a time that you had a cup of coffee and maybe didn't look at your phone or looked at it very, very little. You just took care of something important. You. This is so, so key to living in our power because our knowing selves, that's that power within. If it's not fed, oh my gosh, I know it, and I'm sure you know it. We are so out of balance. And if you have a family, I can tell you when I'm out of balance, the old, you know, if mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. If I'm out of balance, ain't nobody in balance. You know, I forget things and I let people down and I let myself down. So taking that responsibility and taking that time to say, okay, what are the things that are important to get done today? And what are the couple of things that are urgent that I can't put off today? You know, if the bill is due today, well, then you got to pay the bill. And if you have a deadline, you have to pay the deadline. You meet the deadline. But if your phone just buzzed because you were tagged or you got a message or you, mine buzzes for emails as well, guess what? You don't have to pick that up. Put it on, one of the recommendations I heard once was put it on airplane mode. I didn't like that. Because then none of that happens. Then you undo it when you are available. Make you important, close off when you can what might be urgent. When we let the urgent stuff take control of our lives, you know, that's when things start getting complainy. You know, your kids wonder where you are, or your family wonders where you are. Since you're not getting filled up by your priorities, you try to get, you do things to get filled up on food. And you will know that something's wrong and you can't figure out why because you've been trying so darn hard. How on earth could, you know, I'm working like crazy. I have no time. Oops. It's the priority thing rearing its ugly head. It's you not taking the truthful time for you that you want and need and deserve. You know, I'm a big proponent of that, of opening up to what you desire and opening up to the fact that you deserve that. All right, there's my beautiful music. That's the end of our Oh No section. Come back for Oh Yes! Here on the O Spot on Om Times Radio.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
We're back. Hello. Okay. Yes, I'm in a slightly weird mood. Why? I am tired a bit. I've been to 2 baseball games today. I've got more things coming this week. But you know what? I feel good. All right, that's enough singing, Rachel. I won't do that to you guys. There's a reason I didn't go on Broadway as much as I wanted to when I was younger. So welcome back to the O Spot. I'm your crazy host, Rachel Ganling. And tonight we're talking about the very important topic of your priorities. And it is an important topic because your priorities define you. And if you haven't taken the time to know them, then you might be feeling that sort of out of sorts. You know, if priorities define you and you don't have priorities, then you're sort of out of definition, like you're without definition. Sorry, that's more the accurate expression that I want. And you want that, you deserve. See, I'm back to that word. You deserve and need that kind of definition. So years ago in a women's group I belonged to, they told us that we spent like what was called a cycle. It was like 6 months. And the goal of the cycle was that by the end, you were clear on your personal priorities. And I can remember really, really struggling because I didn't know the order. Like, I pretty much knew what my priorities were, but I didn't know, well, is this first? Is this second? Is this third? You know, where do things go? And somebody said something. I remember her name. Her full name, I won't give you, but her name was Patricia. And she said that for her, she was not a priority in her life. Her priorities defined who she was. And that, for me, really worked. It may or may not for you. It may be one of those times where I say this and you're like, yes, see, I'm not a priority again. But I was really struggling. I had children. I had a marriage. I had dreams. And what she was offering to me was the idea that by honoring my priorities, no matter how many there were and no matter what order they were in, I was honoring myself. So I'm part of each of the priorities. They make me up. I don't have to make myself number one or number two or number three, because each of them, and I think there were 5, and this is ironic, I can't remember them all tonight, and I was going to look for them, and maybe I'll do that on my next break. Each one of them makes up a part of me. So if there's 5, each one is a fifth of me. And the reason for the order has to do with, when do I know when to make a sacrifice? And I'm going to give you a very specific definition of sacrifice. Sacrifice is giving up something of value for something having a more pressing claim. I'm going to ask you to think about that. Giving up something of value for something that has a more pressing claim. So, for example, when I got married, it was something I very much wanted, but I gave up being single, which also had value. So that's what I gave up. I gave up something of value for something that had a more pressing claim. We bought a house. I gave up a certain amount of freedom and the ability to move. What had a more pressing claim? Creating a home for my husband and family. So that's what I mean when I say sacrifice. Okay, I'm not talking about giving something up completely, and I'm not, it's actually a very positive thing. But you can't know what has the more pressing claim until you stop and know yourself. So when you've given up something of value, like your time, for something that has a less pressing claim, like Facebook games, ooh, I've done that. The sacrifice isn't worth it. When you give up your diet for cookies, you've sacrificed one thing for something that did not have a more pressing claim. It may have felt it in the moment. I've been there. But that's when you feel really lopsided. When you when you make a clear sacrifice, or you make a clear choice, when you know what the more pressing claim is, you're empowered. You know why. You've done this. So I took worrying about where I fell in the list out, and I stayed focused on what makes me me. What are the things I want to have in my life? What are the things that I value in my life? And what came to the top of the list is my marriage. Now, yes, I put that before my children, because when my relationship with my husband isn't working, it trickles down and stresses me out and affects the children. If things with the children are a little bit off, that doesn't affect my marriage usually. So that meant the marriage was the more important one. Now, I can tell you quite frankly, the marriage does not take half as much time as the kids do. The kids, who are my family is my second priority. that takes up a buttload more time. But the marriage is the priority, which means I will sacrifice some time with my sons to go out with my husband. Just us, just the two of us. I will sacrifice the four of us going out for the two of us going out, because the marriage has the more pressing claim. And by the way, I hope you'll notice, I say the marriage. I make sacrifices for my marriage. I never make sacrifices. Well, I shouldn't say never, but generally speaking, I do not make sacrifices for my husband. I make sacrifices for the marriage. The marriage matters to me. I love the man. I chose a wonderful man, and I'm grateful for everything I did to be able to do that. But it's the marriage that needs the support. It's the relationship that I work on. The man is a part of that, but the woman is a part of that too. I'm a part of the relationship. So when I make a sacrifice for my marriage, guess what? I'm making it for me as much as for him. And I'm also making it for my family, because I know how much everything in my life benefits when that part of my life is working. So there's the second thing, my kids. My kids are my second priority. Yep, they take a lot of time. I homeschool, they have baseball, they have theater, they have this commitment, they have that commitment. I'm so blessed to be a writer, and I can read, edit, and write anywhere. Thank goodness. I'm very grateful. You know, if my passion was being a brain surgeon, this would not be an option. I can do what I love anywhere. And the gypsy in me really loves that. But so my kids are my second priority. My third priority is my personal dreams. My personal dreams and goals. So will I sacrifice time working on my goals for my marriage? Yes. I will go out with my husband or do more work during the day to get more done on a deadline so that I can go out with him, because he's more of a priority. Well, I will go to baseball. I will work my writing schedule and other things out so I can spend some time at baseball games or see my other son perform in theater or take him to classes where he learns movie making and stuff. Okay. So my goals and stuff are my priorities, but they do come third. Do they get my time? Absolutely. My kids do not need 100% of my time, and neither does my marriage. Being with my kids fills me up in one way. And if I am taking care of my marriage and if I'm taking care of my relationship with my children, then I can say to them, guess what? I need, mom needs, honey needs 3 hours this weekend with no distractions. And I can go to my studio over at Western Avenue, or they will leave the house so that I have clear time. Why are they willing to do that for me? Because of the commitment and priority I have made them. Next is friends and extended family. And sometimes they feel like they're ahead of dreams. That one is really, those are really, really tight. you know, like 3 and 4 or tied for third. But again, what gets my time if it needs it? You know, if the kids need me, then a plan with friends and family may have to get changed. If the plan with the friends and family is important, then I do what I need to take care of my marriage, my kids, my work, my dreams. I'm very fortunate. My work and my dreams overlap. And you know that, and you know I'm exceedingly grateful. And that is something I wish for all of you as well. I think my fifth, somewhere in there, is actually my health, and maybe that should be third. I can't remember. That's funny. I have to go look it up. But it's my fifth. I do have a fifth one. But you can see that I don't worry about putting me first. That's a really big pressure to put on yourself. And then what ends up happening, if you put yourself first and then you find yourself spending a lot of time doing other things that aren't for you, then you're like, see, I'm not really a priority. And if you put yourself second or third, you're like, why are other people so much more important than me? You know, what happened to putting on my mask first? So I invite you to do what I did, if it works for you. Again, some things work, some things don't. Don't think about putting yourself in your priorities. Think about your priorities as being what makes up who you are. That's your oh yes. It's who you are. These are your priorities. They come from what you desire, from the life you want to have, from your ideal, not anybody else's. That's my oh yes. That's my music. Come back for the last oh wow. You know you want to hear how we're going to put this all together and live it in the world. Here on the O Spot with me, your host, Rachel Kent.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Are you wondering what is really going on behind the news? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share on the Air Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us on shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for. Check it out.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Happy music there. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, welcome back to our final section on the O spot, which is our Oh Wow section. And today the Oh Wow is you, because this is really what you want, what you deserve, and what I know you can have, which is understanding and having your priorities lead your life. That makes sense the way I said it. When you get to have that, when you have those priorities, when you know any of them, you can start letting your life be more about what you choose. You know, even on those days when things are most crazy and, you know, most even annoying or difficult or trying, when I take the time to stop, and I'll do this in my car even, when I take the time to stop and remember that the reason I'm in my car yet again is because of my priority to my children, of the way I want to give to them and the way I want to be with them and the way I want to be there with them and for them. It was part of the reason behind homeschooling. It wasn't, I mean, yes, of course it was for educational reasons, but it was also around what kind of relationship did I want to have with my children. And I consider myself very lucky to have a relationship that's not around doing homework and, you know, waking up first thing in the morning and all those pieces. And I'm very grateful that this works for us. I have a lot of people say, I don't know how you do it. You know, I could never do it. And that's fine. Maybe you couldn't, you know, these are my priorities. They don't have to be yours. And if yours reads like you want to have yourself as your first priority, you know, if you grew up in a scenario where you were never a priority and it was considered selfish to even think about that, then try putting yourself first and see how that feels. But know what the other priorities are so that you know how you're making your decisions, how you're making your sacrifices. Remember, sacrifice, I'm going to say it again, giving up something of value for something with a more pressing claim. So it's hard to know what has the more pressing claim if you don't know your priorities. So that's part of the Oh Wow. That's part of what I want you to take out and look at. Take some time this week. You know, for me, as much as I love journaling, recently my car has been a place where I can really stop and think, because frequently I've left a child's, like, you know, I've left my oldest son at a baseball game, my younger son at a rehearsal, and then I go back. So on my way home or when I'm leaving there and when I'm returning, I have time alone in the car. And generally, if I flip on classical music, my head can kind of go places and I can be clear about things and I can think, okay, this is what I need to do next. And when I need to, I stop and think, and this is why I need to do this next. You know, I want to take care of my family, but being there with them is more important than perfectly prepared dinners to me. So tonight was Wendy's. We've done frozen pizzas a lot, you know, once a week. I take care of my children, but I also make sure they know how to make their own lunches so that I can give up something of value, taking care of them nutritionally, for something that has a more pressing claim at that moment, maybe getting to a deadline, getting my 1,000 to 2,000 words written in the day. And they understand that. So to take care of them, to fulfill that priority, I make sure there are the right foods in the house, the snacks they like, the healthy snacks, the fruits, the chips. My older son is a huge fan of chips and salsa right now. The flavored waters, which makes them drink more water, I discovered. My younger son is a sandwich fiend, so having his favorite bread and the right fixings, that supports him. So I've taken care of that priority. So when I go shopping, I make sure those things are there to take care of that priority. And by taking care of that priority, now I have time for that next one. if I don't make my marriage a priority, if I don't do for the relationship, remember, which is both me and my husband, the relationship is not one person, it's two, then everything else will feel a little off. And he and I will start to feel distant and disconnected, and then something will happen and we'll go to sort of lean on each other and realize we've moved too far apart. And when you lean, you go and you fall down. Oops. We've done that. So my oh wow to you is take a break. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, first thing in the morning, end of the day, during your lunch hour. Make priorities a priority. That's so not going to be a meme. But if you don't know your priorities, make learning them important. Make it something you want to do. I hope from what I've been saying, you'll start to see the value. You'll see how it plays into living in your power. You'll see how it plays into your ability to tap into your knowing and, yes, even your sexual power. Because when you're distracted and busy, the last thing you feel is in your body and in a place of power within. So take a break. Think about your life now. Think about what did or didn't work in the past. Think about what's really important to you. This is where you do get to make yourself a priority. What's really important to you? You. Not what anybody else thinks it should be. Your children should come first. Your relationship with God should always be first. It's you. Turn off all the shoulds and the voices, mothers, big sisters, pastors, whoever is having an influence that doesn't feel right to you. Turn them off. Write it down. Know it. Make notes. Make a recording. Make a song. How would you like to live your life? I phrase it as going for my dreams. You may phrase it as having fun. Maybe having fun is a priority. Maybe it's your number one priority, and it makes, and you relate it to family and friends and marriage and children and you. Write down the things you think will be important to you, that are important to you now, that you also see them being important in the future. I don't see my marriage not being important ever. Or my children not being important. Or my dreams. You guys know me. Dreams to me are so, they make things worth living for. That's what you're striving for. That's the next goal and the next hope and the next win. Don't worry about if it feels feasible. If you're not married, if you want your marriage to be a priority, put it down. And then compare it to what you're doing every day. And you might find that what you're doing every day is, it seems like busy work. I go to work, and then I come home and I make dinner, and then I do the laundry, and then I do this. But why do you go to work? Is it just to make money? Maybe your job is something you love, and it feeds that passion. Great. Maybe the money you earn and the time you spend there. Maybe, my mother chose to be a public school librarian as opposed to a college librarian or a public library librarian. She went into the school system because that gave her work hours that meshed with her young children and summers off, which worked with her young children, as well as some of her dreams, which were to write and be active in the librarian community. And I can tell you now, at 70-something, she just won the Distinguished Librarian Service Award, which is basically the Oscar from the School Librarian Association. So it was, those were her priorities. The family and marriage were a priority, but so was her career. So instead of taking a job that required 12 months of the year, she took the job that required the time that worked. So write down the things that are important. And by the way, if your list gets really long, you're mixing up the urgent and the important again. Okay. Important, really, 3 to 5. If you're going up more, you're either nitpicking or you're adding things that aren't you, or again, you're doing the urgent thing. Your phone will never be a priority, trust me. So when you look at the things you do during the day, I mean, maybe you wake up and you eat breakfast and you go to work. All right, well, is the breakfast you're eating supporting your priorities? I mean, here you are taking time and money and effort to eat something. Is what you're choosing connected? So try to see where the things that you were doing every day that might just have seemed like busy work are actually connected to your priorities. And then the things that aren't, now you've probably found the urgent stuff, you know, or the cluttering stuff, the things that should be delegated, given to somebody else. You really, if it's not something that you're good at, get somebody else to do it or try to find, you know, help. I get my sons to do things for lots of different reasons, and they know it's part of supporting our family. Actually, they're better at certain things. My older son's a better cook than I am, and my younger son is actually better at organizing and keeping things clean than I am. He finds it highly amusing that he's better at that than I am. So here I am at 10:59. My music is going to come in, and I'm going to have to say goodnight to you. But I hope you're thinking about these things. If you want to chat more, find me on Facebook, facebook.com/author Rachel Kenley, or email me, rachelkenley@gmail.com. Let's talk, because I want you to have these priorities. I want you to have this confidence. I want you to have this power within. From Om Times Radio, I'm Rachel Kenley at the O Spot. Join me again next week. Have an awesome week to come, and good night.